Welcome to Winning Mood, short, sharp, strongest super coach and punting advice for the NRL week ahead with me, Jacob Wynn, and him, Tim Moody, the 2021 super coach champion. And we join each other each week and our audience share as much information as we can, but always in under 20 minutes. Tim basically brings us into his coach's box and talks us through the week that was, as well as the big decisions he's got to make for the upcoming round. And Tim, you just told me then you didn't even go on your regular show, the Supercoach Experience, because you were such a bad mood after how round 16 transpired. So honored that you joined us now. And I'm glad to hear you're feeling a little bit more positive about the world again.
Yeah, look, Monday and Tuesday were pretty bleak for me. Like, I've had two bad weeks in a row, which hasn't happened to me last year. It hasn't happened to me this year either. If I've had a bad week, I've usually responded, but both round 15 and 16 were nightmares for me. I mentally sort of threw in the towel and was like, oh, well, we're done now. We have to keep playing, but, you know, there's always next year sort of mentality. But today I've massively woken up on the right side of the bed. I've got a different outlook on it, and I'm a strong believer still. I'm still 630 points out from the top spot, which is seems crazy and very unachievable compared to where I was last year. I'm pretty sure I was pretty close to number one or, you know, within the top 10 by now. So, but look, yeah, anything can happen. Got to just get more things right than we get wrong. And just the more weeks we get closer and closer to the end, it seems harder because we have less rounds of footy. We have less trades up our sleeves, just basically less aces up our sleeves and less plays and moves to make. But yeah, you've got to believe in ourselves and keep the dream alive. So let's see what happens.
Well, as you get towards the end of the year and people have got less moves to make, that can actually mean the scoring can be more broad and you can actually probably make up more ground on people who might have fired more bullets earlier on. And also, I think you've set the bar so high. You're the champ. You beat 100,000 people. So if you're comparing everything to, you know, to getting to that spot again, you can only ever really fall short. There's nowhere really further to go. So a positive perspective would be you're saying you've had two bad rounds. We can put your team up in a second. You're still 208th in the country.
I thought I would have dropped
that's
a
pretty
lot
good
more,
position
bro.
To be in after two bad rounds. They can't have been too bad, but why don't, if you don't mind, we'll relive it. Tell me like what went wrong, and do you have
everything.
Were there trades or starters or captaincy decisions you made that you regretted?
So I did end up boosting last week. I used a boost. I got three players in. I sort of was just like, I started to panic and went, oh no, you know, like I started to count my numbers and I thought I can only bring in maximum four this week that we're talking about, or three if I don't boost. And I thought, I just need more players. I need more than three or four looking at my numbers. So I thought I'm going to have to start bringing guys in now and make decisions. So it was just tough. I got rid of Angus Crichton, which was a tough guy to get let go of. And I brought in IPAP. Both scored terribly. So I thought, yes, Angus Crichton didn't score well, but then IPAP let me down. And as you can see, I've got the orange on him. I captained him because I vice-captained Cleary. He wasn't enough to loop. I just sort of was going to captain Drinkwater, hey, and then sort of got talked into playing a safer route with Papalihi, which will normally get you about a 60 to 70 at least, but was this is his one week he had a terrible week and I've captained him. So other than that, there were some real bad decisions. I left Targo out. I played Stags instead. Look, who else did I bring in last week? I brought in Reid Marnie for Appy Coruscant, and I also brought in Dylan Brown for Munster. So yeah, so I went sort of pretty hard on the Eels.
Yeah, I can see that. And they had a terrible outing and they played in a monsoon where it was very hard to probably accumulate a lot of good stats, particularly attacking stats. The Eels had a long night at the office. Was there anyone else? Was there any other decisions? I know last week you talked about how you're agonizing over who you would have to draw. You were quite attached to your team, but who else did you let go of? You made four trades.
Okay, so I let go of Reid Marnie. I let go of...
No, you picked up Reid Marnie.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Yeah. Drop Coruscant. I'll be dropping Reid Marnie pretty soon. I'll tell you that much. I shouldn't have brought him back in. I started with him. I'm really let down by his 48, but that's okay. It's fine. I got rid of a guy in the centers. Jeez, I'd have to go back. It feels like about a month ago now. I can't even.
That might be your team from a week or two ago. I've just put it up now. That's your old team. Does that jog your memory?
So I got rid of Crichton. I got rid of Picorosel. And I can't tell you who the other one is off the top of my head, but they're probably someone that important, hopefully, because I've forgotten them. But yeah, so going forward, what I've got for us this week is rather than so much of a red light, green light, make of this what you will, I've got we'll call it red light, green light still, but I've got it as premium options to bring in, middle tier options, and cheap downgrades. So three categories, and these all play round 17. So this is very factored into if you're trying to win your head-to-head this round for overall, or if you're for head-to-head, or if you're an overall player and you want to try to shoot up the ranks. So let's talk about that, if you don't mind, if we move on to that. So I know we've got
For sure, because there's only four games, so it's very hard to field, full 17. How many have you got, or how many does it look like you're going to have?
Let's talk about some big outs. So Campbell Graham's one of my players who I brought in recently. He's got an eye socket issue. I heard originally 6 to 8 weeks. Next thing I heard was 3 to 4. For me, he's a sell. I'm going to sell him just because, as I said, I've usually struggled to find who to sell. And if 3 to 4 weeks is enough for me, Bunny Shaw is a bit tough at times towards the end of the season. Nico Hines today, we found out that he's a positive rat. No good. We're going to have to keep a real close eye on that one. Hopefully, there's a slight chance it comes back negative on the real test, or the proper test. I don't know what it's called. But my gut says he's not going to play. And AJ, there's even a slight question mark over him. I've heard he might be having some murmurs or something. It's something to do with his legs. So he might not be coming in for this week, which sucks for owners because he's a nice pod. But let's move on to the premium options. The premium options I've got for us, they've sort of Mulitalo and Katoa for the Sharks. For Storm, I like Hughes and Pappenhausen. For Bunnies, I like Colin Matangi and Latrell. For the Tigers, I like Joe Offengowie. He's borderline premium to middle tier for me, but he's just because his price range, I'd probably pop him into a middle tier, but I've got him in premium just because he's been scoring well. But IPAP, there's a few of them here in the premium guns for Para. IPAP, Madison, Lane, Dylan Brown, Mitch Moses, and Gutho. Now, the thing is, Madison, I'm pretty keen on, but there's that rib niggling injury, and Fifita, wasn't great last year when he had the rib injuries. I've had rib injuries before. They're not fun. They're really, really painful. I couldn't imagine wanting to cop any slight hit to it. So I don't know how they do it, how they play if they've had it, but you have to really trust your gut on that one and take the risk. I feel like it's going to be a big, big risk, but it's almost something I'm tempted to do just because he has been scoring quite well when he's playing. Let's move on to the middle tier options. Okay, so this is from Sharks. Brayley, Niokora, Moylan, Ramian, Kennedy, and McInnes. From the Storm, Cheese and Ollum. From the Knights, Frizzell, Clemmer, Barnett. And then I've also got Garner from the Tigers and Sivo from the Eels. Now, the cheap downgrades, there's three names really standing out. Pohl, Cartwright, and Hosking. Pohl's only available in front row. He looks like he's probably less likely to be the one-and-done guy. He might still linger around and give you AE nightmares, or he could get a keeper role that's maybe 40 minutes and get you 40 points when you need him. So I'm not too sure. It feels a little bit risky, but not that risky. Cartwright seems like this is Jed Cartwright, Bryce's younger brother from the Bunnies. He's playing second row, 205K. If you want to pay a little bit extra money, he's probably going to play 80 minutes or at least 60, and he could score well in that game. The thing is, though, does have dual flexibility, which is handy, CWT and second row. But, he'll probably disappear. So if you do want a play that's going to just disappear, you can do that, and he won't give you any AE or low scores to worry about in the future. And then Hosking from the Broncos. I don't know much about this guy, but if you want to go something different, he's in a bit cheaper. He's 175K as well.
But what's the logic of playing a player like those three potentially won't keep playing for the rest of the season? Is it worth wasting a trade?
The reason you do it is you bring it. The only reason you're bringing them in is you're not bringing them in because you really want that potential 20 to 40 points they'll score. It's because you're trying to free up cash to bring in the $900,000 man, Ryan Pappenhausen. So a lot of the time we'll end up downgrading it. Downgrade Karaz to a bottom dollar Jed Cartwright at 205K. We free up 300K and then we can afford moving on a $600.
And it's obviously a bonus that you're downgrading to somebody who is not a regular and that's why they're cheap, but they are getting an opportunity this week and it is a bye week when points are at a premium.
Sometimes,
so
for instance, if you were to pick up a guy that's always going to stay in a side and it sort of lingers around and could score quite poorly for you, like going forward, like coming off the bench playing 20 minutes, they're the guys at AE Nightmares. They can score you like 9 points, 15 points. And then if one of your players get injured, they're the player that comes into your side.
Right.
You know what I mean? Automatic throughout the round. And it can be a headache, especially if you're trying to do the loophole, because then when you drop a player, you get that AE and it's not fun. So they're my options. For myself, I'm going to be getting Pappenhausen in. I really am frustrated with how he played in the last 5 minutes, like out of his skin, and then not doing it. Like it was so nice. Just he was scoring like 40 points. Get him, you know, nice and cheap, or much cheaper, or maybe even not worry about it. But now he's just like, well, if you can do that in 5 minutes, imagine if you just did that for 10 minutes. got to get him. As I said,
did that significantly raise his price? Just what he did in the final 5 minutes against Manly?
Didn't raise his price, but it prevented him from dropping cash because he had a high B of about 100. I can't tell you.
So he would have been cheaper this week. But then again, if you didn't get to see that little like preview of what he's capable of last week, would you be as confident bringing him in? Because
if he only scored that 40,
losing by 20.
I fell asleep twice through that game. I was very tired. It's not that it was a boring game. I was very tired by the end of the week. But so it was tough. I had to go back and rewind it. And I was like, what's going on with this game? Had to watch it a few times. Very stressful. I probably could say, if you really can't afford him, you could maybe take the risk of not getting him this week. Like, if you don't want to rip your team apart, it could be wet enough that it's not ideal enough for him to play in. The Sharks are a pretty good side defensively. It just feels... it's that FOMO. Like, I don't want to miss it. He's that guy that is top dive. There's no Tom Trbojevic. He's the next guy other than Cleary that can score whoppers. And you kind of just want to
go. And Nico Hines, I'm assuming he's not going to play this round, right? That COVID, that's probably only going to be costing 1 week. But would that force your hand where you'd trade him out because you could get a half that could score a lot more high this week, like a Dylan Brown, someone like that?
I don't know about that. Like, if it depends how many trades you got. I would probably think that Hines is someone you want to run home with, whether it's in fullback, probably more so in halfback. If you can sell him and get him back and that's your only way to get Pappy, then maybe do it. I'm selling a keeper this week. I'm not sure who, probably Drinkwater or Teddy. I was tempted to sell Cody Walker, even though he's playing this round, just because he's been underwhelming, so I don't want to sell the other guys. But I'm probably going to bring myself to sell Teddy or Drinkwater and then bring one of them back in.
It makes sense to me. If you're going for overall, you would sell someone who's not playing this round, because that's like, unless you've got a certain number of players at that position, you can't start any more of them. That's directly points that you're going to put up for your overall tally.
So, for example, if I sold Cody Walker to Ryan Pappenhausen and Cody Walker scored 50 points and Pappenhausen would have scored 100, then that's cost me or made me an extra 50 points. Is it worth, you got to weigh that up.
Yeah, but if you sold Hines for Pappenhausen, it's going to gain you 100
both.
Points.
Yeah, but you've lost the trades. These are all the pros and cons you've got to weigh up. A part of the strategy and why we love Supercoach, because it really gets your brain thinking. I can't do Sudoku, so Supercoach is my thing. Not a numbers guy, as I've said a million times.
We appreciate you pull back the curtain and you do let us into your mind, the weird and wonderful mind. Let us know all the decisions that you agonize over, and you distill
probably
that all
80%
into
weird,
20 minutes,
20% wonderful. But yeah.
Well, hopefully our followers get something out of it and people can shoot a comment or a question if they've got any, if anything has sprung to mind. But another thing people can do, well, yeah, only four games. We've got a best bet on one of them. But before I share that, I will also invite people to comment who they think will score the final try in Broncos Dragons, the Sunday Arvo footy, and the minute they score, because someone's going to win a jersey, as they do every week, commenting on this video, YouTube or Facebook, or the tripod preview on YouTube or Facebook. Yeah, it's a tough week. We kind of thought, oh, yeah, Sharks, Storms looks 50-50, then found out Nicho Hynes is out. Now I'm seeing that line's as much as 6.5. It's really got me thinking, is Nicho Hynes worth 6.5 points on a point spread on his own? That does seem to now be a bit of value on Cronulla. At the time that we tipped it, it was 5.5 and we stayed away. You can kind of see either a good case for either side. The Storm have got a few out, and the Sharkies are at home and the Sharkies have improved. Then, you know, Parramatta haven't been going too well, but a good opportunity to bounce back. But nobody wants to back the Tigers, so you don't often get a lot of value going against the Tigers, because they're an easy side for people to bet against. I do think the Dragons are a big chance of an upset on Sunday, but we do respect what Brisbane's been able to do. At home, they've got a little bit more depth, and you still got the likes of Reynolds and Katoni Staggs playing. So the side that we are betting on is the Newcastle Knights with a 6.5 head start at home playing South Sydney. And main reason just being the disruption that Souths have. Those injuries you spoke about, Graham, but Selle as well, and then obviously three Origin players, Cook, Murray and Arrow. Even though Luttrell looks fantastic, you didn't mention Luttrell. Has he got super coach prospects as well?
Yeah, I've got him on my premium options for the Bunnies. Bunnies, I had Colin Matangi and Luttrell were the two, I think.
You'd pick Papenhuyzen over Luttrell, but what about like Luttrell versus Gutho, say? Who would you
offer? Yeah, I reckon Luttrell's fresh and new. There's a bit more about the unknown because he's been out for a while. I guess he's got that whole, like, I'm sticking around for the Bunnies, I'm going to do it for them. So you kind of, people get caught up in that hype. I think I'm a little bit like that myself. Gutho's pretty reliable, though. A little bit worried about Luttrell's injury. Just any injuries, just resurfacing. He seems like one of those guys that is a bit sensitive to them. But other than that, if you're going to be looking at these guys, just keep in mind, who do I want to run home with? It could be Luttrell and Pappy. It could be Pappy, probably Teddy, I think, is the guy. So, if I get
the thing about when I hear you say Teddy or anyone else that's involved in Origin, you obviously wouldn't bring those guys in this week, because there's no point.
No.
Nobody, you wouldn't bring anyone in that's not going to play this round. And then then you can wait and watch Origin and just make sure there's no, you know, injury or even – if something happens where you think it's unlikely they'd back up, you can always, I presume, just bide your time and wait until the week where you know they're back in, and then that's your stretch run. And then when you're in the mix, that's all you can do. Give yourself a chance to be there at the finish when the whips are cracking. You know, you're going to need a bit of luck with whoever you do hitch your wagon to not cop any brutal injuries. I know there'll be people that will be pretty frustrated that they would have brought in guys like Campbell Graham's or Nicho Hynes and really going to be relying on them this week. And then that's the week where they're not available when you need them the most, but it can happen to anybody. So, you know, all you can try and do is make the best decisions with the info you got at the time.
The bye round's always give us carnage. I don't know what it is. I did it last year. There's always just players that drop off out of nowhere. You're like, no, I've just planned and done all this work. I had all these numbers and now they're dropping. I'm going to make a call. I reckon there'll be at least another two players that is popular owned, other than the Campbell Graham, Nicho and AJ, that'll drop off. It just happens all the time. There'll be some random ones go.
You know what else, mate? I thought, geez, we're doing well here. We're well under 20 minutes. Then I realized we haven't shared the 2 out of 3, which we got our money back last week because Reece Walsh was out with COVID.
Yeah,
we did get 1 out of 2. Man, Reece Walsh would have scored. He would have scored. Harris DeVita did score. So I actually think we were a bit unlucky last week. But talk us through this one. You got 20 seconds.
This week we've got Aaron Tuala. We've got Mike Acevo.
We've
got Blake Tenari. I can never do all of them. I should try keep it to just the surnames. I was going to try to do Blake's first name, but I can't get that right. Look, really like the Para guys. I just got a feeling about them. Tuala's Jakey's choice. I really love the $3.50 value for this. I think that's really big.
Yeah, Blake and Tuala both playing the centers. They're each about 350, and then we'd have Sivo as just kind of a 50-50 to score. So if we can get one of the long shot guys, we get the other. We can get Sivo to bring it home, and I'll bring us home as well. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Leave a comment if you have any questions or want any advice for the week ahead, because Tim or I will get back to you. Good luck. If you're punting, do it responsibly, and we hope we put you in a winning mood.